Welcome to Poems From Here. This is Stuart Kestenbaum, Maine's Poet Laureate. In this weekly series, we'll hear poems about Maine and New England by poets from Maine and elsewhere. We're supported by the Maine Arts Commission, the Maine Writers and Publishers Alliance, and the Expansion Arts Fund of the Maine Community Foundation. Today's poem is What He Thought by Heather McHugh. Heather lived for a time in Eastport and now lives on the Northwest Coast. She's the author of 8 books of poems and the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant. She's also a noted translator of poetry. She recently collaborated with Adam Larson on a documentary film called Undersung, an hour-long close-up portrayal of 4 caregivers and their family. She writes, "The poem marked a sort of turning point in my life when I began to practice turning over my voice or vantage wholeheartedly to someone else's story and vantage. Nested in the story is yet another tale, the tale of one who cannot speak. Words are perhaps the most mixed blessing. No sooner learned than their utility for deception crops up too. You can see it in a 2-year-old, and you see it in much more practiced forms in 70-year-olds. We must suspect ourselves. No one can do that for us. Poetry is my way of suspecting my fluency." What He Thought by Heather McHugh. We were supposed to do a job in Italy, and, full of our feeling for ourselves, our sense of being poets from America, we went from Rome to Fano, met the mayor, mulled a couple of matters over. What's a cheap date, they asked us. What's flat drink? Among Italian literati, we could recognize our counterparts, the academic, the apologist, the arrogant, the amorous, the brazen, and the glib. And there was one administrator, the conservative, in suit of regulation gray, who, like a good tour guide, with measured pace and uninflected tone, narrated sights and histories the hired van hauled us past. Of all, he was the most politic and least poetic, so it seemed. Our last few days in Rome, when all but 3 of the New World bards had flown, I found a book of poems this unprepossessing one had written. It was there in the pension room, a room he'd recommended, where it must have been abandoned by the German visitor. Was there a bus of them? To whom he had inscribed it and dated it a month before. I couldn't read Italian either, so I put the book back into the wardrobe's dark. We last Americans were due to leave tomorrow. For our parting evening then, our host chose something in a family restaurant, and there we sat and chatted, sat and chewed, till, sensible it was our last big chance to be poetic, make our mark, one of us asked, "What's poetry? Is it the fruits and vegetables and marketplace of Campo de Fiore, or the statue there?" Because I was the glib one, I identified the answer instantly. I didn't have to think. "The truth is both. It's both," I blurted out. But that was easy. That was the easiest to say. What followed taught me something about difficulty, for our underestimated host spoke out all of a sudden with a rising passion, and he said, "The statue represents Giordano Bruno, brought to be burned in the public square because of his offense against authority, which is to say the church. His crime was his belief the universe does not revolve around the human being. God is no fixed point or central government, but rather is poured in waves through all things. All things move. If God is not the soul itself, he is the soul of the world." Such was his heresy. The day they brought him forth to die, they feared he might incite the crowd. The man was famous for his eloquence, and so his captors placed upon his face an iron mask in which he could not speak. That's how they burned him. That is how he died. Without a word, in front of everyone, and poetry. We'd all put down our forks by now to listen to the man in gray. He went on softly. Poetry is what he thought, but did not say. That was What He Thought by Heather McHugh. All of the poems in the series are available at mainepublic.org for listening whenever you like or to take with you as a podcast. Special thanks to Robert M. Schutten family, as well as Phil Steele and Francesca Galluccio Steele for supporting this program. Additional support is provided by the new writing series at the University of Maine. Poems From Here is produced by Jonathan Woodward. The music is by Chris Moore. I'm Stuart Kestenbaum. Thanks for listening.